How long has it been since you started participating in România, Limbă și Civilizație?
Prima dată a fost acum 3 ani, da? So 3 years ago I started, and when we were still face-to-face.
Right.
And then I did, de fapt, cred că acum este 4 ani, da? And then we had 2 years where there was 1 year on Zoom and 1 year that we had to skip because of the pandemic. And now, happily, we're back face-to-face.
And what was it like now that you're back face-to-face? I'm guessing it's been very interesting since you've only been online for around 2 years.
Da, da, pentru că am fost blocată, da, din cauza pandemiei, da. I was very isolated, pentru că eu sunt destul de bătrână. I am a little old. I am 65 de ani, right? I'm 65 years old.
Mulți înainte.
And so I was very isolated in the pandemic, and I have to be very careful. And so it wasn't a question of, at first, temptation. I wanted so much to be face-to-face because I have done a lot of studies online through Cluj, through Babeș-Bolyai in Limba Română, and thankfully here in Iași through Alexandru Ion Cuza. But so I wanted to be face-to-face, but at the same time I was afraid. Din fericire, da, camere sunt foarte mare, ventilation is good, and am o mască de protecție foarte rezistentă, da. I have a really good mask, and I'm able to keep my distance. And so, in conclusion, I'm glad that we are face-to-face and that the university supported me in being careful because it's not crowded.
What was your first contact when it comes to Romania, be it language or culture?
Oh, that's actually a story. My grandmother was Romanian, and she was cea mai importantă influență în viața mea. Era româncă, era iașancă. Bunica mea era foarte mândră să fie o româncă, dar nu am fost aici niciodată pentru că, de fapt, I was afraid to come here in case I didn't like it, because it was so important to her. So I was, for many years, in timpul comunismului, da, am fost într-un program de schimb cultural din UNESCO. So I was part of a cultural exchange program with UNESCO. And I was in the 80s. I participated for 7 years. So I was in the 80s in the Soviet Union, in Poland, in Bulgaria, in Czechoslovakia. You notice, I was in a circle, Hungaria, all around Romania, and did not come to Romania. And I would even tell people, the truth is I'm half Romanian, but I've never been there. And if I saw Romanians, I would run to them and say, look, I'm Romanian, I'm so glad to meet you. And they would say, come and visit us. And I would say, yes, yes, of course. But I was afraid to come. And it was because, to sum up, my grandmother was so important to me that I was really afraid that as much as I loved Eastern Europe, what if I didn't like Romania? What would happen? It would almost be like I'd betrayed her. However, 4 years ago, I finally retired from my career. I was a professional actress, and I retired. And I thought, this is getting ridiculous. Like, I want to go back to the last place. I've traveled a lot in the world, by the way. A lot. I've been pretty much, not China, but many, many places, Africa, etc. And I thought, I want to go back to the last place. I was really, really happy. And where was that? And the answer was always Eastern Europe. And I said, so now you have got to go to Romania, I said to myself. And so I did. So I booked my first trip. Now I think it's 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And I booked my first trip. And I came intentionally through Prague on the train because the most beautiful city I ever saw in Eastern Europe was always Prague. And so I came from Prague on the train, and we arrived in Iași. I arrived in Iași in the early morning, and my heart was literally in my mouth. I can still remember what it was like to come down off the train and to be in Iași. I came directly to Iași, and I walked to my hotel, and I went into the little park that first morning. It was early morning, and I saw a grandmother with a little girl in the park in the morning, and I fell apart. Like, I was home. I could feel it. It was a metaphysical experience. And I realized that I had a deep connection to Romania, like, from that moment. So I have spent 4 years now trying to convince myself that this is not true, but the fact is that every day, sincerely, regardless of the ups and downs, with every visit that I have here, I am convinced that Romania is my home.
Many people usually chase after the so-called American dream.
Yes.
Yet you wanted to stay here. Is this why you chose to remain in Romania?
It's true that pentru familia mea, da, visul american a fost o iluzie. The American dream did not happen until my generation. Viața bunicii mele a fost foarte săracă în America, da? Ea a plecat, ea singură, curajoasă, da, pe nava la New York, da, foarte tânără. She was only 22 years old, alone from to New York, 100 years ago, acum 110, de fapt, de ani. Da, și viața a fost foarte grea pentru ea. A fost o viață săracă, dar mama mea a fost o pioneră în jurnalismul. Da? My mother was a pioneering journalist, and although the family was poor, my grandmother made sure that my mother had an education. And then when I came along, my mother had married a lawyer, my family of origin was wealthy. But in that environment, my grandmother was, on me, the biggest source of love and of sincerity and of the things that really mattered. And so for me, Romania is a choice to live in a world that, for me, is rich in the things I care about, like connections and culture and a sense of realism about how life is a struggle and yet we have each other. So that's why, for me, the dream is here. And also, she left a hole and I have to fill it.
You mentioned you were an actress.
I am, yes.
Is there any theater play or movie or maybe a director from Romania that you wish you collaborated with or maybe even in the future?
Yes. My career, the second half of my career, especially the last 12 years, I was part of the San Francisco Shakespeare Festival company. I was a resident artist and loved being part of that company. And Shakespeare is a really important part of my life. I've performed in most of his plays or directed them. First of all, I think that the level of theater in Romania is extremely high. I'm so impressed with the quality of the theater that I've seen here, especially with our national theater. And so my dream would be to bring what I know as an American Equity Actress. Equity is our professional union. American Actress of Shakespeare that has worked so deeply in this form, to bring that special knowledge and to at the same time be able to absorb the richness of the quality of the approach of theater here, I think it would be a very interesting kind of exchange. And so, yeah, my dream would be, if possible, to work in Shakespeare here, since that is my strength. And if I can say one other thing, there's a program that I started in America through the San Francisco Shakespeare Company that I was a member of for so many years. I started a government-funded program to reach poor children and bring them theater and bring them Shakespeare. And I conducted this program on the side as part of my career for about 5 years. And I would love someday to maybe work with an NGO here to bring that kind of a program here, working with poor children, because theater can be wonderfully enriching for their life.